Remember you. Our next speaker brings us a message of hope from the Gray Panthers. She's going to talk to us a little bit about the Social Security fight as well. Please welcome Mary McGill from the Gray Panthers. Good morning. So glad to see you.
Good morning.
I just put down my umbrella hat because rain nor sleet nor snow would not keep the Gray Panthers for joining labor today. Thank you for being here. You know, we're old enough to have had the parents whose heads were bloodied creating labor. And this whole Social Security issue is absolutely a fight against labor. What have we always said in labor? Solidarity, that's together with love. And we're going to be there as a foundation. Social Security is a promise. It's not an investment. It has worked for 70 years. How dare them to absolutely say, oh, you old people, don't worry. We're not hurting you. So don't go out and warn your kids that this is a total, total ripoff. Their numbers just don't add up. We have started in the Gray Panthers a hands-off Social Security coalition. You're in our coalition. We're 100,000 strong right now. We're not going to stop until we've saved Social Security as it is. No compromises. No ripoffs. No lying from the thief in chief that we have. We're together. It was a promise. And the irony is the audacity. This thief in chief would say to us it was a success in Chile. It not only has a 20-year track record of failure, for God's sakes, there's 17 other countries that it failed. He cannot point to a single privatization of pension that worked. And now the ultimate BS, Bush Schwarzenegger. That's the ultimate BS. And what are they doing? They want to take away city and county and state and teachers and firefighters pensions and trade them for a gamble that's no better than Las Vegas. How dare they? Our next mobilization is the 31st of this month, and it's going to be at Charles Schwab, the thief in chief's big buddy. We're going to go to Charles Schwab and say, leave Social Security alone.
That's right.
That's right. First they try to polarize, then they privatize, and then they pulverize. Right. We're not going to let them do it.
All right, great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Those words are so true, and I do want to continue with this. We have hundreds of people now committed for March 31st. We are going to take over Montgomery Street on March 31st. We're going to be doing this at 11:30. We're going to be doing this with the Gray Panthers. We're going to be doing this with the Senior Action Network. We're going to be doing this with the AARP. We're going to be doing this with all our friends in labor. We're going to be doing it with the community. We are going to tell George Bush there's nothing broken with Social Security. The only thing that is broken is the promise to working men and women that when they retire, that they will have a benefit that they can count on. It is not broken. With that in mind, and this is at 11:30 at Montgomery and Sutter Streets, and there are flyers that are coming around. Please put that down. Now it is with the great honor to give you an RN leader at Summit Hospital. The sister is a member of the California Nurses Association. Jan Rodolfo, could you please come up and say a few words? Welcome.
This is great. I'm really proud to announce that these days, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger can't enter the front door of his events, but finds himself slinking down a back alley to sneak in the back door to avoid protests of nurses, teachers, and firefighters, and state employees who aren't going to take it anymore. The gloss has worn off of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and people starting to realize that he's the plastic action figure that we know he is. But this is a demonstration about the war. And I think this is really a question of the priorities of the system that we live in. What are the priorities? The same system that condones the torture tactics at Abu Ghraib is the system that believes that employees, that union members don't deserve a decent retirement. That Americans can't expect to have Social Security there for them when they retire. That we can work our whole lives and then live in poverty. You know, they spit us out and they chew us up, they spit us out and they forget about us. That system, the system that brings us a civilian casualty toll in Iraq, is the same system that believes that there doesn't need to be enough staff, enough nurses in a hospital, that if you push your button and you're in pain, there are going to be people there, somebody to come to actually medicate you and make sure you're cared for. That your family has to be at the bedside just to make sure you're going to be cared for in the hospital. This is the same system, it's two sides of the same coin. They can't take care of us here. They're gonna spend money over there. It's the same money that could be used constructively here to take care of people, to help people out. Instead, they're gonna send it to destroy things across the ocean. It's disgusting. I think that politicians don't have a really short-term memory. And we know that labor history isn't taught in our schools. What they forget is amazing labor strikes and events like the Minneapolis Teamster strike in 1934, like the Longshore Workers strike in San Francisco, a general strike in 1934. Yes. Yes. Is it really a coincidence that Social Security came into being in 1935 after those strikes? Absolutely not. Everything we've won in this country has been fought and won by unions, by movements of people taking to the streets and fighting. It's never been about politicians handing us something. It's always been about us taking it for ourselves. This is not our war. Governor Schwarzenegger is not our governor. Bush is not our president. But this sure as hell is our fight. Whose fight is this?
Ours.
Whose fight?
Ours.
Whose fight?
The labor.
Whose fight?
Ours.
Whose jobs?
Our workers.
Whose jobs?
Our workers.
Whose community?
Ours.
Whose community?
Ours.
Whose fight?
Ours.
Thank you very much. And we love partnering with the California Nurses Association. All right. It is now with great pleasure I introduce one of the vice presidents of the San Francisco Labor Council. I think a lot of you have seen him on the street over the last few months because there's a good fight that's going on right now in San Francisco. Mike Casey with HERE Local 2, could you please come up and say a few words?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. Sisters and brothers, how are you today?
Great!
Great to be out here. It's particularly good to know that on this war, labor is out in front and fighting and resisting, unlike wars of the past, where as an embarrassment to the labor movement, we were divided, we were split. There's no division, there's no dissent, there's no question in anybody's mind in the labor movement that this is wrong, that as this country continues to occupy another nation, it is wrong. And it is also wrong that our own country is occupied by people in the White House who are greedy, who care little, even for the people who are fighting this war, as they increase, they double now the cost for prescription drugs for veterans. It's unconscionable, it's wrong. U.S. out of Iraq now.
Thank you, Mike Casey and HERE Local 2. Thank you. Our next speaker is going to pick back up on the healthcare theme.